KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Lots of high school sports around the region last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its boys' tennis championships. And it was Red Oak winning the team title with 27 points. Lewis Central, the runner-up, with 21. Creston, with 20 points, was third. Atlantic, with 18, was fourth. Denison, Kemper Catholic, Glenwood, Shenandoah, Clarinda, Harlan are the rest of the field. Individually, in each division, at number one singles, Caleb Shudak of Lewis Central defeated Jordan Nelson of Red Oak in straight sets for the championship. Also, number one doubles, it was the team of Pete Walker and Hayden Berry of Red Oak teaming up to beat Colby Taylor and Bryce McElravy of Creston in straight sets in the championship match. At number two singles, Jeff Sellers of Red Oak beat Blake Huber of Lewis Central in straight sets for the win. And at number two doubles, the team of Jake Arneson and Adam Weezer of Atlantic defeated Mitch Kinsey and Spencer Pauley of Denison for the championship. Also in area tennis action yesterday, it was the Audubon boys defeating Thomas Jefferson 5-4. Kemper Catholic defeating Audubon girls by a 9-0 final. Also yesterday in high school boys and girls golf, the Hawkeye 10 Conference holding its championships yesterday. On the girls' side, it was Kemper Catholic winning by 5 strokes over Atlantic. The Knights shooting a 388, the Trojans a 393 total. Clarinda with a 419 was third. Shenandoah and Harlan the top five, with Denison, Creston, Lewis Central, Glenwood, and Red Oak the rest of the field. Individually, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist. She shot the low round of 90, 2 strokes better than Kayla Redeker of Lewis Central, who was second with a 92. Also for Atlantic, Bailey Walter shot a 95 for fifth place. Shelby Worth posting a 97. That was good for sixth place in yesterday's meet. In boys, Hawkeye 10 Conference golf play, it was Creston winning the title with a 311 total. Atlantic at 319 was second. Harlan, Shenandoah, Denison round out the top five, followed by Kemper Catholic, Glenwood, Lewis Central, Red Oak, and Clarinda. Carson Whittington of Creston was medalist, posting a 73. Hunter Sickles of Creston, a 76, was second. Evan Schuler of Atlantic placing third with a 78. Travis Olson was posting a 79 yesterday for the Trojans. He was fourth. Sam Markham right behind with an 80 for Atlantic. He was fifth in the meet. Also placing ninth was Nick Berry of Atlantic. He shot an 82 in yesterday's action. Also in high school golf play yesterday, it was Audubon defeating Underwood in girls action, 185-208. Susie Byland of Audubon shot the low round of 39. In boys golf, it was Underwood edging Audubon 184-186. The Wheelers' Andy Hoffman had the low round of 42 in that meet yesterday. Also in the high school track and field action yesterday, the Hawkeye 10 championships were held. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning with a 175 total. Glenwood with a 138 was second. Creston had 78 points for third. Shenandoah and Denison round out the top five, followed by Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Atlantic, Lewis Central, and Red Oak. On the boys' side, it was Glenwood with 156 points winning, with Harlan second, 121. Creston with 74 was third. Shenandoah and Lewis Central are fourth and fifth, followed by Atlantic in sixth place. Denison, Kemper Catholic, Clarinda, and Red Oak finish off the rest of the field. Also in high school track yesterday, at the Tiger Merritt Relays at Guthrie Center, it was Van Meter winning with 83 points. Earlham was 76.5 the second. Panorama was 72 was third. Woodward Academy and Madrid round out the top five, followed by Woodward Granger, Des Moines Christian, Underwood, Audubon, Guthrie Center, West Central Valley, CAM, Exira EHK, Dallas Center Grimes, Iowa Christian, and Peyton Sherdan. Also at the Tri-Center Girls Trojan Relays yesterday, Trainer wins the meet with a 108 total. Panorama, the runner-up, with 91. Tri-Center was third with 72 points. IKM Manning had 66 points for fourth. Audubon was fifth with 60. Maple Valley, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Missouri Valley, Underwood, West Harrison, Exira EHK, Sydney, St. Albert, Logan Magnolia, Bowyer Valley, and AHST finish off the rest of the field. Also yesterday at the Nottoway Valley Boys Relays, it was Grizzled winning the title. They had 101 points despite not winning a single event. They had a whole bunch of second and third places, though, as Grizzled outpoints the field. Mount Air was second with 71. Nottoway Valley, 67 points for third. Pleasantville and Martinsdale St. Mary's round out the top five, followed by Central Decatur, Adair Casey, I-35, Melcher Dallas, Clarinda Academy, Corning, Southeast Warren, Bedford, and then East Union. Also yesterday, the Bowyer Valley Boys Relays were held. It was IKM Manning winning the title with 82 points. Logan Magnolia, tight second with 78. West Harrison had 72 points for third. Missouri Valley and Bowyer Valley round out the top five, followed by Maple Valley, Otobolt Arthur BCIG, Riverside, Tri-Center, AHST, Coon Rapids Bayard, and then West Monona finishing off the rest of the field in that meet yesterday. In NBA playoff action last night, the Chicago Bulls used a late-game comeback to beat the Heat in Miami. The Bulls closed on a 10-0 run over the final 2 minutes to knock off Miami 93-86 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Nate Robinson had a game-high 27 points for the Bulls, who ended the Heat's 12-game winning streak after halting their team-record 27-game win streak during the regular season. Jimmy Butler added 21 points and 14 rebounds while playing every second for the third straight game. Game 2 is set for Wednesday in Miami. San Antonio barely avoided an upset as Manu Ginobili hit a three-pointer with just over a second left in double overtime to give the Spurs a 129-127 win over Golden State in Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. Ginobili's bucket came after Kent Bazemore hit a layup with 3.9 seconds remaining. Ginobili was 4-for-19 from the field before scoring the last of his 16 points. The Spurs forced overtime by ending regulation on an 18-2 run that was capped by Danny Green's three-pointer with 20 seconds left in the period. Tony Parker finished with 28 points, Green had 22, and Tim Duncan had 19 points and 11 rebounds. The Warriors lost despite Stephen Curry's 44 points and 11 assists. That series stays in San Antonio. Game 2 is set for Wednesday. In the NHL playoffs last night, the New York Rangers finally had their first win of the Stanley Cup playoffs after scoring just once in the first two games of their Eastern Conference quarterfinal series with Washington. Derek Stepan snapped a 3-3 tie with 6:25 left before the Rangers held on to beat the Capitals 4-3. That series stays at Madison Square Garden for Game 4 on Wednesday. Boston spoiled Toronto's first home playoff game in 9 years as David Krejci collected a goal and two assists in the Bruins' 5-2 triumph against the Maple Leafs. The Leafs will host Game 4 on Wednesday. The Detroit Red Wings have knotted their conference quarterfinal series at 2 games apiece by beating Anaheim 3-2 on Damian Bruner's goal at 4:50 of overtime. Bruner's game winner came after Pavel Datsyuk tallied with 6.5 left in regulation to tie the game. The Red Wings travel to Anaheim for Game 5 on Wednesday. Los Angeles and St. Louis are also deadlocked at 2 games apiece after Anze Kopitar and Justin Williams scored a minute 16 apart in the third period in the Kings' 4-3 win over the Blues. Jeff Carter and Dustin Penner had the other goals for the defending Stanley Cup champs. That series moves back to St. Louis for Game 5 on Wednesday. Well, get your beach chairs and suntan lotion. The National Hockey League says the Los Angeles Kings will host the Anaheim Ducks in an outdoor game at Dodger Stadium next January. An NHL outdoor game has also never been held so far south or in California. That game is set for January 25th. The logistics of playing outdoors in balmy California temperatures might seem daunting, yet the NHL and the team seem confident that ice-making technology exists that could meet NHL standards. The Kings played the New York Rangers in an outdoor exhibition game at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas in 1991 as temperatures topped 80 degrees. In baseball yesterday, Jordan Danks atoned for a base-running blunder in the ninth inning, hitting a solo homer in the 11th, lifting the White Sox over the Kansas City Royals 2-1. Danks connected with two outs off of Kelvin Herrera for his first homer of the season as the White Sox avoided a 3-game sweep. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Cleveland beat Oakland 7-3. Boston downed Minnesota in 11 innings by a score of 6-5. Toronto beat Tampa Bay 8-7. In the National League, Atlanta over Cincinnati 7-4. Arizona beat the Dodgers 9-2. San Diego downing Miami 5-0. Philadelphia was a 6-2 winner over San Francisco. One interleague game yesterday saw the Chicago Cubs beat the Texas Rangers by a score of 9-2. And a Pacific Coast League play yesterday, it was Memphis exploding in the 12th inning to beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 11-4. And it was Iowa over Oklahoma City in PCL play, 6-1 the final. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.